Hey, how about it, race fans? It's Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com coming at you with this week's edition of the Weekend Podium, where I give my thoughts on what I consider to be the top three biggest stories to have happened over the racing weekend. So for the weekend of October 22nd and 23rd, here we go. But before we start with anything else, as always, I want to express my appreciation to you for taking the time to give this a listen, and also express my appreciation for the times that you check in and read our stories on InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com. So a sincere thank you for that. All right, let's take a look at what I think are the top three racing stories here this weekend. First, I'm going to go with Ashton Winger. Ashton Winger went down to Sonoma Raceway in Sonoma, Georgia, over the weekend. The Southern All-Star Series had a doubleheader weekend at that track that's owned by the family of pavement superstar Bubba Pollard. And Winger swept the weekend. Friday night's race paid $3,000 to win. Saturday night's race paid $10,000 to win. So certainly a big weekend for Ashton Winger. But really, I think bigger than that, Winger has, this has really been a breakout season. 2021, it's been a year where the dirt racing world has sat up and take notice of Ashton Winger. On the Summer Nationals Tour back this summer, he went there and went toe-to-toe with the acknowledged Summer Nationals king, Bobby Pierce, and was able to pick up wins and finish second in the overall points on that tour, and having done that, had been so successful in the Summer Nationals, I think probably went a long way in landing him a new ride. He's now with Broadnax Schaefer Motorsports, which fields Longhorn chassis. That's kind of under the leadership of G.R. Smith, I believe. So he's certainly made a nice splash here in one of his earliest runs with that team. So 2021 has been the year that we have taken notice of Ashton Winger, and this weekend certainly did him no harm and picking up the win there. The very good field of cars. I mean, you need to say nothing else other than Brandon Overton was there for you to know that the field was a very good one. So good on him. And then perhaps very importantly, as far as that's concerned, the Sonoma Raceway is going to have a big 52,000 to win race coming up here in a few weeks. And, you know, I think now you have to look at Winger as a serious threat to take home that big payday when they have that race. So certainly something to look forward to as far as he's concerned, and as far as all the competitors are concerned for that matter. And also within, as I mentioned, Bobby Pierce, this past Wednesday, when the Flow Racing Night in America series was at the Volunteer Speedway up in Bulls Gap, Tennessee, I had an opportunity to speak with Bobby, and there will be a story coming later this week on InsideDirtRacing.com from the interview that I did with Bobby Pierce. So make sure that you're checking in regularly to look for that. So number one story, Ashton Winger and his sweep of the Southern All-Stars weekend down at Sonoma Raceway. Then my number two story comes from a race that I attended, the I-75 Raceway in Sweetwater, Tennessee. Corey Hedgecock, who is an acknowledged star here in East Tennessee racing, whether it be in a crate late model, a super late model, or whatever, all the touring series, whether it be a regional tour or a national tour, they know when they come here to 411 Motor Speedway or to I-75 Raceway, Smoky Mountain Speedway, any of the tracks in this area, the Volunteer Speedway, wherever it is, they know that Corey Hedgecock's somebody that they're going to have to deal with, and he certainly proved that on Saturday night in the Ironman, the Valvoline Ironman late model series feature race that they had there, and that drew in a nice field of competitors also. Chris Ferguson and Ross Bales had come here from the Carolinas, and also you had the regular guys who are always tough here in East Tennessee, and you know, one certainly rising young star that we've got here in this area, Eli Beats, was there in contention, and as well as well as some others too. So a very nice win for Hedgecock. That race paid $12,000 to win. It was the biggest race in the history of I-75 Raceway. And more than that, Chris Tilley and his group there with the Valvoline Ironman Series had posted an additional $3,000 bonus to any driver who could set the overall fast time, who could win his heat race and win the feature. And Corey Hedgecock was able to accomplish all three of those things. So certainly a big night for him. Actually, it wound up paying him $15,000, which is the richest payday that Hedgecock's ever had. And keep in mind, this is a guy who's won a World of Outlaws late model series race. He's won Southern Nationals races. He's won all kinds of races. So he just solidified his legacy here in East Tennessee as one of the top racers. And one thing about Corey is that when you look at him, it seems like he's raced for an awfully long time, because he started at a young age, coming from the drag racing realm into dirt racing. But he's only 29 years old, so there may very well be a lot of racing left to do for Corey Hedgecock. But a big weekend for him to pick up the richest victory that he's ever had. And then the third story that I see as the biggest one comes from Jimmy Owens, but it's not Jimmy Owens winning a Lucas Oil late model dirt series race or a World of Outlaws race or something like that. Jimmy went down to Alltech Raceway in Florida over the weekend and picked up a crate late model win with Crate Racing USA. Paid $26,000 to win. So a real nice payday for Jimmy Owens. And these, we're starting to see a trend. You know, over the last few years, you'd have some crate races that would pay. You'd have a few, you know, $10,000 to win races or not. Now you're starting to see crate races pay really big purses. This one paid $26,000 to win. Had one a few weeks ago down in Louisiana. It paid $50,000 to win. I think there's a couple more on the schedule coming up here. So now almost you can almost make as much money crate racing as you can super late model racing. If you had an opportunity to give it a listen, I did a Rich's Rambling back last week, in which I talked about how the super late model racing game is getting harder and harder. There's so many factors going into it, with the cost that's rising so high. You know, we saw Blunt Motorsports, which won the top teams here in East Tennessee, close its doors last week. And we're starting to see in pavement racing, for example, the super late models are definitely trending out. The Cars Tour next year is not even going to sanction super late models. They're going to have pro late models and their late model stock cars instead of super late model division. And I hope we're not headed that way, and I'm certainly not predicting that we're heading that way in dirt racing. I think super late model racing will be around for a long time, but we're starting to see reduced car counts and teams starting to go away. And now with these bigger paying crate late model races, I think we're trending in a direction where you're going to see fewer and fewer super late model teams and more crate late model teams over the next few years. But getting back to the original thought here, Jimmy Owens scoring a $26,000 win. As I said, you know, you can tell that was a big race, because it brought in Jimmy. It brought in another one of his Lucas Oil fellow competitors. Kyle Bronson was in that race too. So it's certainly a big deal. Anytime you put that kind of money up, you're going to get some big stars to show up. Excuse me. So that wraps it up for this weekend's version of the Weekend Podium. My top three stories: Ashton Winger scoring two big wins with the Southern All-Stars down at Sonora Raceway. Corey Hedgecock picking up the richest win of his career, $15,000 in Ironman late model series race at I-75 Raceway. And Jimmy Owens getting a $26,000 crate win with Crate Racing USA down at Alltech Raceway. As always, I appreciate you taking the time to give this a listen, and I appreciate you giving us the clicks on InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com, checking out our stories. As I said earlier, look for stories coming up this week from an interview that I did with Corey Hedgecock after his win at I-75, and also a story from an interview that I did with Bobby Pierce that'll be coming up later on InsideDirtRacing.com also. But that's it for this edition. Thank you for giving it a listen, and I wish you the very best in this upcoming week. I hope you stay healthy and have a great week, and I will see you at the racetrack.